brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The Zambia Absa Marathon is back. Be part of Zambia's biggest and most anticipated marathon. Join us on the 6th of September 2025 for a day of fun, personal milestones, and unforgettable memories. And now with the World Athletic Playbook, you don't want to miss a chance to write your fitness story. Register today at absamarathonzambia.co.zs. Get your slot at 600 kwacha or 500 kwacha when you pay using any of your Absa cards. Your story matters. Absa.
Good afternoon. The headlines. Social anthropologist describes calls to expel Tasila Lungu from parliament as inhuman and shameless. DA invites foreign investors to tap into Zambia's stability as ISIC opens. And in global news, 20 killed in crowd surge at Gaza aid site, GHF aid group says. With the 13 Hours Main News Bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. Social anthropologist Dr. James Musonda has described calls to expel grieving Chawama Member of Parliament Tasila Lungu from the National Assembly as inhuman and shameless. Dr. Musonda argues that it is illogical for such demands to be made while President Hakainde Hichilema himself has scaled back public engagements in observance of late former President Edgar Lungu's death. His comment follows UPND Zambezi East MP Brian Kambita, who yesterday rose on a point of order, questioning whether the House was in order to consider Ms. Lungu as its member when she has no intention of coming back to Zambia as submitted by her mother, Esther Lungu, in the South African High Court, prompting Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Muti, to reserve her ruling on the matter. But Dr. Musonda says the circumstances surrounding Ms. Lungu's absence are unique and tied to a prolonged funeral and the ongoing legal battle in South African courts regarding the burial of President Lungu, and that any assumptions that she has abandoned her legislative duties are misplaced and fail to consider the complex personal and legal context. He further notes that assertions that Ms. Lungu is unwilling to return to Zambia are not only speculative but insensitive, and has warned against what he called a moral decline in Zambia's politics, capable of fanning division during a time when the nation should now show compassion.
I condemn strongly, as much as many Zambians, the decision by that MP from UPND requesting for Tasila Lungu's exclusion from parliament for merely attending his father's burying funeral, whose funeral has been delayed by the reckless government, who took a decision to go to court to block the burial. If Tasila Lungu had buried her father, she would be back in Zambia. But to base on speculations that the Lungu family said they don't want to come back, Tasila is not a Lungu family. Tasila is a Mwanza family. So if the Lungu family doesn't want to come back, Tasila didn't say that.
Zambia Development Agency, ZDA, Director General Albert Halwampa has invited foreign investors to invest in Zambia, citing the country's stability in both politics and business as a major draw. Speaking at the opening of the inaugural Invest Zambia International Conference, ISIC, in Lusaka this morning, Mr. Halwampa emphasized the importance of foreign investors in unlocking opportunities in various sectors to benefit the country's economy. He has explained that the conference is meant to bring investors across the world to build on what President Hakainde Hichilema is trying to achieve for the country, and is a gift that will bring and scale up investment in the country. Mr. Halwampa has disclosed that the conference has attracted over 500 foreign investors and over 1,000 local investors as they seek to ink partnership deals.
But we can't do that alone. We need to partner with investors from across the world. Foreign investors are very important to unlock some of the opportunities, whether it's mining, agriculture, or energy, working in partnerships to make that happen. We need more foreign investment than these rich countries. That's why foreign direct investment is very, very crucial and very important. But working in JVs, in partnerships, so that we make the economy of Zambia grow.
and Chinese ambassador to Zambia, Han Jin, said that Zambia has emerged as a premium destination for Chinese investment, citing its strategic geographic location. He further disclosed that Chinese enterprises invested $3.6 million in 2024, representing 52% of Zambia's foreign direct investment.
Chinese enterprises who are active across various sectors in Zambia, including mining, transportation, energy, chemicals, and agriculture, are important participants in Zambia's economic and key contributors to its development.
Economic Freedom Fighters President Kasonde Mwenda has demanded the immediate publication of the full forensic audit into the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA, in light of a multi-million kwacha corruption scandal allegedly involving senior government officials. Mr. Mwenda says a 16.1 million kwacha contract awarded to Mukushi Business Ventures, a company allegedly unregistered at the time, reveals how deep-rooted corruption has become in the country's health procurement systems, and has warned that if government fails to act, his party may publish the audit report itself. He alleges that the deal was authorized despite glaring irregularities, with direct involvement or knowledge by some senior government officials and other top officers at the Ministry of Health and ZAMSA. Despite President Hakainde Hichilema indicating that there are no sacred cows regarding these corruption revelations, Mr. Mwenda describes this recent statement as nothing more than a public relations stunt meant to protect political allies. He has also raised alarm over ZAMSA's alleged 700 million kwachas worth of hand-picked supplier contracts with no competitive bidding and markups as high as 1,600%, demanding immediate publication of the audit, full prosecution of all officials involved, and an end to alleged staged reforms and the creation of an independent watchdog that is not tied to any political office.
Well, they knew about it, but let it proceed for one of their own, ZAMSA CEO Nyasuru, to sign and authorize the corrupt deal. Worst of all, basic procurement laws meant to protect public funds were ignored. Instead of competitive bidding, ZAMSA funneled 700 million kwacha in contracts to 24 hand-picked suppliers.
New Ndola District Commissioner Precious Njekwa has challenged civil servants in the district who are not committed to serving the people to resign. Ms. Njekwa has emphasized the importance of collaboration to drive development in the district and has warned that those involved in corrupt practices will not be spared once found wanting. Addressing government heads of departments and parastatals in Ndola this morning, Ms. Njekwa said her desire is to see dedicated civil servants working to serve the people. She has encouraged heads of departments in the district to report challenges to her office to ensure she effectively continues from where her predecessor left off.
Even myself, every time you call upon me to work for the people, I'll be there. Whether it's in the night, morning, afternoon, we'll definitely come through and work for our people. That's why we are in this office. Okay? If you are in this office, you don't want to work for the people, then you better resign. Because we are in this office to work to serve the people of Ndola District. So if you are available to work for the people, then you better resign. If you don't resign, we'll see how you can make you resign. So that you go and sit where you belong. Because you don't want to work for the people.
In global news, 20 people trying to get food have been killed amid a chaotic and dangerous surge at an aid distribution center in southern Gaza, the U.S. and Israeli-backed Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, or GHF, says. 19 were trampled to death and one was stabbed in the tragic incident at the GHF's site in the Khan Yunis area, a statement said, adding that it believed the surge was driven by agitators in the crowd who were affiliated to Hamas. It is not immediately possible to verify the report. The BBC now reports on this and other stories.
The Israeli and U.S.-backed organization